Chapter 36.
Unlike Dala, Tahiri was accompanied by her droid escort as she entered the visitor's hall. The chamber's overseer droid directed her to Booth 1, the farthest from the entrance. Her YVH droid took up position near the entryway while she shuffled to her booth. She passed behind Dala, who seemed deep in conversation with a well-dressed blonde man. Airmuth Bois 2 awaited Tahiri on the other side of her booth viewport. The attorney had an encouraging, if lupine, smile for her. She took her chair but did not return the smile.
Good morning, my dear.
Bois 2 cocked a furry eyebrow as he looked at her stun cuffs.
I'm working on a measure to get you out of those. Obviously, it has lower priority than efforts to call for a dismissal of the results of your trial, or to demand a new trial altogether, but I am attacking your situation on all possible fronts.
Thank you. But what are the odds?
It's not a question of odds, but of time. We will prevail. Still, the longer it takes for the Jedi Order to leave the Chief of State's office, the more resentment the situation causes in the rank and file of common government officials, and the longer it will take for justice to manifest itself.
That doesn't speak well for my chances of survival. Honestly, if we can't get a new trial until after I'm executed, don't bother.
Bois 2 shook his head.
We will overturn the death sentence.
Which one? The one determined by the court? Or the one that's inevitable when you're shackled in prison with a criminal population that's had 40 years to learn to hate the Jedi.
You feel you are in danger?
Tahiri sighed.
Probably no more than any other prisoner here. But the shackles reduce my ability to defend myself. And if the Force should fail to alert me, I could take a shiv to a vital organ as easily as anyone else.
She gave Bois 2 a look that she knew was half resignation.
I don't want to, but maybe I was meant to die here.
Don't be ridiculous. You're speaking from depression brought on by the changes to your situation. Hang on to what's important to you and your combative spirit. Your survival instincts will return.
Sure.
From his pocket, Bois 2 pulled a sheet of flimsy and unfolded it on the tabletop before him.
We need to discuss the appeals process. I know how I want to proceed, but you need to understand my tactics if you're to enhance them and improve your odds of achieving freedom. Shall I proceed?
Please.
Tahiri tried not to tune him out, but her mind would not fix firmly on his words. He spoke of the order of presentation of appeals, of unofficially seeking the aid of the Jedi Order, of convincing a documentarian doing a holonews series on irregularities in the court system to profile her, a measure that would exploit her appeal as well as give the public a better understanding of what had happened at her trial while their attention was on the loss of the Fireborn and on the Jedi takeover. She nodded and accepted each of his recommendations, barely retaining details from any of them.
Then she felt it, a tickle of alarm in the Force.
Her eyes widened.
Airmuth, get down!
He froze mid-sentence.
What is it?
I don't know. Danger! Get down!
Spry for an elderly Bothan, he went to the floor. To Tahiri's right, a booth exploded. Noise hammered at her ears. Smoke roiled out from the destroyed booth. Droids standing well back from the booth on the secure side of the hall flew backward and smashed to the floor. Buffeted by the explosion's shockwave, Tahiri and her chair tilted toward the near wall and crashed to the floor. Siren whoops filled the air. Tahiri rolled up to her knees to look around. A transparent steel panel from one of the booths was now angled into the secure area, leaving a gap beneath it. And Chief Dala was in the process of scrambling through that gap. Tahiri's eyes stayed wide. This was an escape.